on Hannity.
This is what they're writing about. Trouser suits are Kamala Harris's power dressing uniform.
3 weekdays.
I don't care what she wears on stage. I care about her radicalism.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
You okay? Are you having a stroke?
That's the best I could do for... You know, I haven't done that since I was a little kid.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Who didn't do their own Tarzan impression?
That was Johnny Weissmuller who did that.
Yep.
Former Olympic gold swimmer.
9:21 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Not Johnny Weissmuller, but Ron Ely.
Yeah,
who also played Tarzan. He did it on TV.
Yeah, it's all blonde, dude.
For a few years, he has passed away at the age of 86. Now, this happened in late September, but apparently the family has just really, I guess, passed on the information. They confirmed that he passed away peacefully in what they were giving at the time as an emotional tribute. And, it was back in the 60s in his TV show, Tarzan. And He was tall and had muscles, but I mean, you know, you can tell the difference between him and Johnny Weissmuller. But I remember watching it as a kid. It might have been in reruns or whatever. But Tarzan was a fictional character raised in the African jungle, portrayed in different movies and television series over the years. And he was originally from Texas, and he was offered the gig after former NFL linebacker Mike Henry quit. When he was bitten in the jaw by a chimp. Yeah. He also played the title character in the 1975 action film Doc Savage, The Man of Bronze. And he also hosted the Miss America pageant in 1980 and 81. And he also later married former Miss Florida Valerie Lundeen. And they had 3 children together. Kirsten, Caitlin, and Cameron. And the reason I'm telling you this story is because he retired from acting in 2001 to focus on family.
Oh.
He decided to stop working. He was doing some stuff as an author. He said, I could be with the kids all through school, be able to attend their sports and stuff. But in 2019, his wife Valerie was found dead at home from multiple stab wounds. Ooh. And, you know, in a nice area they lived near Santa Barbara. Well, she was killed age 62 by their son, Cameron.
That's awful.
Who was 30 at the time.
Wow.
And apparently, Ron Ely was home during the incident, and cops fatally shot Cameron at the scene. And then I guess there was a whole legal thing after that. But, you just never know what other... tragedies and things like that.
That's crazy.
Within the family, all you think about is, hey, here's this good-looking actor who, you know, had that great role and, mm-hmm. you know, also enjoyed, you know, family and
married
family
to
life.
A beauty queen, the whole got your family, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's...
You don't know. You don't know what's going on.
Appreciate what you have and appreciate every day as it comes. It's all a blessing if you look at it that way, for sure.
The 2024 election...
It's going to start right here.
In the home stretch
to Election Day on The Sky.
10. Every vote matters.
9. November 5th.
Liberation Day.
8. No guardrails.
7. Keep men out of women's sports.
6. Paying their fair share.
5. Spending money like drunken sailors.
4. Tired playbook.
3. You're fired.
2. Let's handle November, shall we?
1.
Counting down to Election Day with updates every half hour. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3.